Smithfield hogs start here, on the far end of what's called the kill floor. The pigs arrive on a seemingly endless parade of trucks. They're herded through a series of pens and led into one of several CO2 chambers. Here they're stunned and dumped onto a conveyor belt. The hogs are then quickly beheaded, hung on hooks, and have their hair burned off.
That's the bar I was telling you about. This is the skull tank. This actually loosens the hair, and that burns the excess hair off.
It's nearest the fire that the smell is the worst. Everywhere else, the constant wave of noise overrides all other senses. After a night in the cooler, the hogs are moved to the cut floor, where thousands of workers with knives wait to turn them into pork chops and baby back ribs.
This area here is primarily all packing for ribs, pork shoulders, Boston butts, we also process bellies down this way.
In just a few days' time, some of those disassembled hogs may end up in the hands of a celebrity chef, where the sounds and smells are much more pleasant.
The honey and soy sauce give the chop such an unusual flavor. Remember, I, along with Smithfield, are here in the kitchen working for you to make your life easier.
So that's Paula Deen, a wildly popular personality on the Food Network. Just how popular is she? She sold almost 9,000 Smithfield hams in 9 minutes on the QVC shopping network. Paula Deen also represents the newest front line in the battle between Smithfield and the United Food and Commercial Workers. In less than a year, she has become a public relations and earnings bonanza for the company. Despite dropping hog prices, Smithfield's stock has risen almost 20% this year. Website visits to watch Paula Deen recipe videos are up tenfold. For all this, Paula Deen is paid well by Smithfield. Neither the company nor Deen will disclose the contract particulars, but the pay-for-performance clauses in her 3-year deal have already been triggered. The relationship has also given the UFCW a new, very public target. Gene Bruskin is the director of the Justice at Smithfield campaign, which has organized demonstrations at Paula Deen's book signings.
What we want her to know is that she's actually promoting products that are packaged with abuse. So we've asked her to take a letter that workers have written her, read it, and meet with workers who have had serious problems in a plant, hear their stories.
Bruskin vows to keep organizing demonstrations against Paula Deen. And it's working in getting the union's message out. Paula Deen has faced questions about the Tar Heel plant when she's appeared on national talk shows like NPR's Diane Rehm and CNN's Larry King.
Union supporters have asked you to meet with the workers and end your ties with Smithfield. Why don't you meet with them?
Well, I'd be happy to, but I've been to the plant. I've met with workers with no one around but me and the workers. It's a beautiful company.
Paula Deen did not respond to requests to be interviewed for this story. Smithfield says she did indeed visit the Tar Heel plant back in the fall and spoke to several employees, ones the company selected. For every worker Smithfield can produce who doesn't want a union, the UFCW can introduce you to one who offers claims of mistreatment. That sort of stalemate is one reason the union has taken its case to a larger audience. Last year, the UFCW organized protests outside Harris Teeter grocery stores. Gene Bruskin says it was a necessary step.
You cannot beat one of the largest meat-producing companies in the world, a $13 billion corporation, by organizing simply inside of a plant quietly tucked away in rural North Carolina. You need a broad effort of support.
Picketing outside a grocery store isn't the only way to reach consumers. Smithfield countered with a series of TV commercials that aired on North Carolina stations in the fall. Those ads focused on the benefits of working for the company.
Smithfield, a look inside.
It's hard work, but it's good work.
At Smithfield, we do all we can to prevent accidents.
The National Safety Council says Smithfield is one of the best.
OSHA praised our safety programs.
And Smithfield didn't stop at just a PR campaign. After negotiations broke down with the UFCW in the fall, the company filed the RICO lawsuit against the union. Those laws were put into play so prosecutors could go after organized crime. In the lawsuit, Smithfield claims the UFCW is hampering its ability to conduct its business freely. The union says it's simply exercising its free speech rights. Dennis Pittman is a spokesman for Smithfield. He says the union's effort to take this fight to a larger audience is misguided.
This should be about what do the people at Tar Heel want, not what someone in New York or Chicago thinks about whether there should be a union here. The choice is not mine. It's not the union's. It's not anyone's choice but the 5,000 people that work in this plant, and that's what this needs to be about.
A vote that would let workers decide what they want doesn't seem likely anytime soon. The two sides can't agree on how such a vote would be administered, but the stakes for both sides are undeniable. For Smithfield, the pressure to maximize profits and grow its business is constant. For the union, its survival rests in signing up new members in a region with both historically low rates of unionization and a growing number of immigrant laborers. Caught in between are the workers in Tar Heel. For now, their future rests in the hands of the courts and in the court of public opinion. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.